Last week, we did a practice called Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing. And we used a 1-to-1 ratio. And this week, I wanted to go a little further into Nadi Shodhana practice. And this time, we'll use a 1-to-2 breath ratio. So our exhale will be twice as long as our inhale. Many people find that an extended exhale helps facilitate relaxation and stress relief. You don't have to do that with Nadi Shodhana. You could do that in your regular breath, but I really like it in Nadi Shodhana or alternate nostril breathing as a way to help me settle. Now, that being said, not all bodies, not all temperaments respond the same way to the same things. So if you don't feel prepared for a 1-to-2 ratio yet, you can keep up with the 1-to-1 ratio. It's totally fine. It's the 1-to-1 Nadi Shodhana is a tremendously beneficial practice. You're not missing out by skipping the 1-to-2 if that's not appropriate for you today. But if you want to give this a shot, give it a shot. And remember that breath practice, pranayama, it's a skill like anything else, and it takes time. And like I said last week, if you do have time before meditation or yoga nidra, I really encourage you to maybe just do 3 to 5 minutes of Nadi Shodhana. You don't need a lot for it to have a profound effect. So if you can find room before your meditation practice or at any point during the day, I really encourage it. So come to a comfortable seat. Please make sure you have adequate support for your legs, your hips, and your back. You could be sitting on blankets. You could be sitting against the wall. And as I've said before, it's perfectly all right to do this practice in a chair. We're going to get the most benefit if our body is comfortable and we don't need to fidget or we're not in pain as we're trying to breathe. Again, we're going to work with the right hand. We'll be closing the right nostril gently with the right thumb and the left nostril gently with the right ring finger. You can fold the index and middle fingers in. We're going to start on the left side. We're going to gently close that right nostril and inhale left. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Close the left, exhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, Om 8. Inhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Close the right, exhale left, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, Om 8. That's one round. Cue another round. Inhale left, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, Om 8. Inhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale left, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, Om 8. Inhale left, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, Om 8. Inhale right, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale left, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4, Om 5, Om 6, Om 7, and 8. Now continue at your own pace in silence. If the 4-to-8 ratio feels really good, you can increase the inhale and exhale 5 and 10, 6 and 12, just as long as you're maintaining that 1 to 2. And if at any point you increase the breath and it seems a little much, go back to the previous bus stop. It's no problem. Sometimes when we test our limits, well, we learn where the limits are and we just take a step back. Keep breathing at your own pace. There's no need to rush. At the end of your next exhale through the left nostril, lower your right hand back down to your lap. When you're ready to move, you might start by rubbing the hands together, generating some warmth. And take a moment to place your warm hands on any part of the body that needs a little extra attention or love. And when you're ready, please move carefully into the rest of your day. Thank you.